Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized.
For that terror attack overseas.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen. Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. Welcome. Welcome. The night has finally come, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, the Raw Islam Podcast, episode 50. We are at the big 5-0. I don't know if this is 50 silver or is 50. I think 50 silver is 50 and 100 is gold or something like that. But either way, we're here. We made it 50 episodes, and it all goes out to you guys. Those of you that watch on Facebook, those of you that like, those of you that send us questions, those of you that tweet and retweet and interact with us, it's all thanks to you guys. And in fact, we wouldn't be here for our 50th show, and our tagline wouldn't read an award-nominated show without you guys. It is all about you guys. Thank you so much for making all of this happen. And because I'm talking so much and because I know time is of the essence, ladies and gentlemen, the hardest working imam that I know, Imam Azhar.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace and greetings to all our listeners across the globe, to those in Japan and those in South Africa and the UK and across North America. We welcome you, and it's a humbling moment for myself, and I'm sure it is for Carl. He might be saying what he's saying, but his face is red. We thank you all for getting us this far in our journey, and we hope and pray to Allah that this just continues forward. Again, Raw Islam started up as an idea where we wanted to discuss contemporary issues in the realm of Islam to empower you, the listener, and also to educate our listeners as to where Islam stands affairs, so that we can represent the truth of Islam as we peel the onion of culture and Islamophobia and the contradictions that continue to hit Islam. So as Carl said last week, we are here today. It's a special show. I'm coming to you live from the Florida Gulf Coast University here in Fort Myers, Florida, with some amazing students of the Muslim student body here. And alhamdulillah, an event is ongoing today. And before we get to that event, we took out some time to speak to you, our listeners. So without further ado, I would like to give it over to Sister here.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We're here from Florida Gulf Coast University. My name is Asma Saheed. I am president of the Muslim Student Association here on campus. And I am a senior majoring in biology and a pre-med student. And we are hoping to find some common ground with our event coming up shortly, which is finding common ground. Where's the gap and build that bridge between the Muslim and non-Muslim community and just create that understanding here in our local community. And hopefully, inshallah, that travels out into, you know, the rest of the state. And eventually, you know, it's a movement that travels across the U.S. and North America.
And yourself?
Mm-hmm. So, assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Nihal Nejah. I'm from Tunisia. I'm an exchange student in Florida Gulf Coast University. And I'm spending here 1 year. And I wanted to take advantage of this year to understand how is the Muslim community doing in Florida, and specifically in Fort Myers and in my campus. So what I understood after these two semesters is that we're a minority. And this minority, if it's not active enough to make their voice heard by the other students, people will keep those same types of Muslims, will keep treat us the same way or perceive Islam the same way. So what we tried to do starting from last semester is to create events and to talk about Islam and to find the common ground, as Asma said, and to try to remove all those stereotypes that people have on Islam, just to uncover the truth and tell them that we're a religion of peace. And we're here as all the other religions. We're all praising God, and we're trying to set peace on earth, which is not famous about Muslims, but we are doing this. So coming here also, I understood that Christian community is doing a lot of promotion for their religion. So why don't we do the same thing? Why don't we promote our religion and say, tell the real truth, and that we are really peaceful, we are outgoing, we are open-minded, we can talk to you, you can ask us anything. Even when I enter to any class, people will perceive me in a way that is, oh, this is Muslim, etc. from the beginning. And then when they see that I participate in classes, when I want to prove myself in classes, so even professors now, they know me, they know, and I do not represent myself, I represent Islam in that class, that maybe people and my classmates have never met any Muslim. So I want to be that good example, that people will think that Muslims look like this, not like the ones that we see on TV.
Oh, that's amazing, Carl. Alhamdulillah, it was just amazing, because alhamdulillah, what Nihal just said, I just want to follow on that with Asma. Asma is the president for MSA now here in Florida Gulf Coast University for like 2 years now. Is this your second year?
For 1 year.
1 year. So last year we had the event, and then this year. Okay, so the theme of this year's event is finding common ground. And so inshallah, I'll be doing a presentation shortly as to how humanity can find a common ground and why it's important. As Asma articulated, it's something that they're passionate about. There's something that they want to do. Sister Nihal on the other side just gave us a very in-depth explanation of all the questions that I was thinking of asking them today. Was what is the purpose of this event? Why are we doing it? And what is it that we want to see from it? And I think what she spoke about is to change a narrative. It's something that we've been speaking about for almost 49 episodes, Carl. Is that true? Around 49 of them, right?
50 episodes!
50 episodes! Well, for 49 of them, we were talking about changing the narrative. And one thing I really like what Sister Nahal said is that, you know, why can't I do it, right? Why can't we do it? Why is it something that we have to sit back and hope that the storm passes and people will just forget about Islam? Well, they haven't. And it's amazing, Sister Nahal, because a few weeks ago, we had the Better Understanding for a Better World. This is a group of students from the State Department that come to this country every year. It's funded by the American government. And these students come and they spend a week in Florida where they get to do different activities. And the last activity they have before going to Disney World is to visit a church, a synagogue, and a mosque. Now, understand this, Carl. The best experience that those students have had in the last 2 years that I was a part of it, they said, was the masjid. And this year we had a student from Tunisia, and she said she learned so much about her own Islam in this country, because in the country itself, it's something people do, it's a culture, everyone knows it. But when you see the challenges and when you see what you're up against, it actually inspires you, it actually motivates you. And that is, you know, it boosts your faith and allows you to do the good that you're inspired to do that you wouldn't be otherwise if you were back home in your country. So alhamdulillah, you know, you guys are hosting this event once again. I want to know from you, Sister Asma, what do you hope on a personal level? You know, of course, for Islam, we want positive publicity. We want to cut down those stereotypes. We want to educate the masses. And I'm sure you agree that this is university, right? Mm-hmm. And if people are not going to learn here, where are they going to learn?
Exactly.
So Nihal said something very nice, that if they leave from here with that misunderstanding, it's only going to continue. And it may affect a Muslim in Australia or New Zealand. So the question is, what personally do you anticipate or hope that you can accomplish tonight at this event?
Personally, through this event, I want to accomplish just on a level of humanity. Let's set aside the religion. Let's not make that first and foremost. Let's get to a place where they can understand us as humans and realize that we're all in this together. We are humans. You know, we still breathe the same air. We bleed the same blood. Mm-hmm. We are all, you know, created from the same materials.
Yeah.
And we just want to make sure that they just don't leave here without at least opening their mind to Islam and to Muslims. And at least, even if they don't, let's say we haven't completely changed them, at least we've made them open enough to at least be willing to listen.
And reconsider their position.
Yes.
So, Carl, again, another voice articulating the same concerns, which was the dehumanization process, right? We've talked about this. Constant dehumanization has put us in where people could see us and think that we're not even human. So what Sister Asma wants tonight is hopefully that the people that attend may walk away reconsidering their position as to how they think about others, minorities, Muslims, Latinos, whoever, right? There has to be that reconsideration. Asma, what's the one thing you want to take away? You're an exchange student, and you're going to be here for another year or so?
No.
One more semester?
I'm leaving after 1 month.
Oh, wow, subhanAllah. So what's the one thing that you would want to take away from this? And a follow-up question would be, what are you going to take home from your overall experience here in America?
Okay. So thank you so much for asking me these questions, because actually it was on my list. Because, of course, traveling to another country and being an exchange student, you will have some goals that you want to achieve before you leave and you're during your program. So one of these goals was I really wanted to achieve it. I wanted to make change in this campus. I wanted to make change regarding the Muslim community, regarding the perception of people on Muslim community, especially. So after this event, I will be satisfied if people will change even this this small their ideas about Islam. I will say that first of all, let's explain Islam to them very simply, and people for them they have those real stereotypes, like when I, as I said earlier, when they see me, they will see with hijab, a woman with hijab, so she's oppressed. She might not be able to speak with others. When they ask me for social media, they were like, "Oh, do you have social media?" "Oh, yes, I do." Like, "Oh my God, that's for them. That's surprising." And I mean, I've been doing this in my personal life with my friends, with my classmates, but with this event and with your presence here, we have a lot of knowledge here with us, and we really want to share it with all the people that are coming to our event. So it's a very, very big responsibility to have all these people attending our event, because every word that we're going to say it will help them change anything about their perception and their idea on Islam is thawab, inshallah, for us.
Yes.
And for me, I will be going home really happy if I will be able to, as I said, to change even one person's idea on Islam. And they will say after I leave, there was a Muslim girl here that changed my idea on Islam.
Yeah. You know, Carl, as we wrap up now, as we're preparing for the event, you know, I all the hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said to Ali radiallahu anh, he said, "Oh Ali, if one person can change because of you, it's better than the whole world and whatever it contains." And the thing is that in a university, in the world of a university where people are actively coming and learning and teaching and understanding and studying, it's where the mind is at work. It is in these forums and in these areas where true change can sow its seed. You may not see change happen, but tomorrow on the Day of Judgment when you get up, and Allah will tell Sister Nihal that because of you, seven people did good. Extends a thousands of goodness. You know what that reward is? It's mind-boggling, and Allah's going to count it, and Allah's going to make sure there's angels to count it and to ensure that that reward is kept exclusively for her. So as we talk about religion in the realm of faith and worship, people think it's only about rewards. Rewards are for tomorrow, but the effect of goodness starts today. The rewards are on the basis of those goodnesses that you do on this earth. So alhamdulillah, it's amazing. Carl, I want to turn the mic over to you, but my personal take is when I go to universities and I meet with students like Asma and Nihal, it gives me so much hope that, you know what, we could die right now. Islam's not going to die. We can go to sleep in our graves right now, and these children are more serious, dedicated, and devoted towards Islam than we were when we were at their age.
Well, I mean, that's a bit of an unfair comparison because I converted late in life, so I was never a Muslim at their age. So, but mashallah, thank you both sisters for joining us this evening. It's been an honor and a pleasure to meet you guys, and our work here mirrors your message, which is that we want to show people and we want to teach people of what Islam really is. And how it fits with modern culture and how it fits with modern day events and headlines and things like that. And mashallah, may Allah bless both of you in the work that you do. And may you open hearts and minds around the world.
Inshallah.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, a short episode, but there it is, live with guests. And that's 50. We have done 50. Woo! And again, we want to thank all of you that have tuned in and listened and downloaded and commented. We're growing daily, and it's all because of you guys. And thank you all so very much for this. Thank you for making this dream become reality. And thank you for helping us spread our message. And here's to the past 50, and here's to the next 50. We'll have to do something bigger, maybe a cake or something for episode 100. But
how
with
about a t-shirt?
A t-shirt? I like it. But with that, ladies and gentlemen, from Raw Islam, we will say, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
For that terror attack overseas,
total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
First of all, we should develop detention centers for them.
Everywhere there is Islam, we'll find them.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.